Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my dudes? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Fam, what's good, my G?
What's poppin'?
Well, my dude, you know, you wake up in the morning time, and one of our fallen soldiers in the hip-hop music business, Mr. Craig Mack, dies at age 46. Mr. Watson, from Brentwood, Long Island, died of heart failure. I text you, man. I text you as soon as I saw the news. I know you were sleeping because you worked last night, but I text you ASAP because I know, you know, that we talk hip-hop, and I'm pretty sure, and I think 94 Appreciation that we did highlight Craig Mack's album, and to hear the news of, you know, Craig Mack passing away, my dude, you know, I think when I spoke to you earlier today, you were like, damn, bro. I think you asked me what happened, how he died, and I told you, and you were like, what did you say when I told you what was the reason or the complications of why he passed away?
That was my fear, man, because I'm in that age group. I'm in the same age group as Craig Mack. And just to see brothers my age dying of heart failure really just it disturbs me, man. It really disturbs me. You know what I'm saying? So, but in terms of Craig Mack, people don't understand what Flavor in Your Ear meant to hip hop in 1994.
Word.
It was a bigger song than Juicy. Big's first single was Juicy, right? Mm-hmm. Juicy was not as big as Flavor in Your Ear. Flavor in Your Ear was a bigger song. It was a better song. The Flavor in Your Ear remix is one of the all-time historical great remixes of hip-hop remixes. When you talk hip-hop remix, this was the remix that gave Diddy, you know, he crowned himself the remix king.
Continue.
No, so after Flavor in Your Ear remix, that became a staple in the Bad Boy and in hip-hop to have a hit single. And if you had a hit single, you was going to remix it and put popular rappers on it. That was just how hip-hop went after Flavor in Your Ear remix.
Now, let's be real, Watson. This was the first cat that set off the Bad Boy roster. I mean, I was watching a whole interview today, and he was 24 years old when he did Flavor in Your Ear. Big died at, and Big passed at 24, right?
Yes.
Big passed at 24, and he drops Flavor in Your Ear at 24. And, you know, like you said, I'm glad you highlighted that, because people will say, well, what the hell is Watson talking about? Oh, Flavor in Your Ear was bigger than Juicy. No, my niggas, it really was. That's a fact.
It was one of the biggest songs. Flavor in Your Ear is the all-time hip-hop classic. The video's a hip-hop classic. I'm telling you, from being a 22-year-old while he was 24, during that era, we was rocking Blowouts and we was rocking Herringbones.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody who can dispute
Facts.
Me and say Herringbone chain wasn't the shit. I had a Blowout.
That was the, shit, my
that
nigga.
Was the look. Girls love that, that the Blowout look
That's
with
a fact.
The Herringbone. That
what?
Was the look. That was the look. There's no question about it. That song was fire. Now, here's what's interesting. On Instagram, DJ Premier told us a gem of a story. A gem.
What people
Craig saying? Mack. Craig Mack was the original member of the Hit Squad. He
what?
Said.
What was he though? Was he though? Because PMD put him, Parrish Smith put him on, and I was gonna ask you, talk about that. How he didn't really make the Hit Squad. He got him his first label deal, but
so,
he didn't sign the Hit Squad, which I find kind of interesting.
So,
he's from Brentwood, Long Island. You know what I mean?
But here's what happened. So him and Redman was on tour with EPMD and Gangstar in 1990. He said every town that they went to, Craig Mack and Redman would battle anybody who wanted to battle them. They was on
that
that type of time.
I believe that.
I know that's the truth. That's the truth.
Well, you can visualize that shit, my nigga. You know what I mean?
You're right. But what happened was, you can just tell the way Craig Mack rapped that he was a battle MC. You can just deflate your song. Listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what happened was Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith broke up. When they broke up,
Saturday,
Craig Mack was left with nobody. So guess who came and scooped him up?
Yeah.
Sean Puffy Combs.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. That's why when I'm looking at all the people who are giving him this love and telling these stories, I see
right.
Redman, Eric Sermon, Premier. I'm like, wait a minute. There's a lot of non-Bad Boy people giving Craig Mack stories. Because he was,
facts.
When he was on his come up, that's who he was with. So I thought that was fascinating to know that.
But you know what, though? If you look at all the old interviews, right, when Biggie and Craig Mack were together, and obviously we're celebrating Craig Mack right now, but we're just telling the story from our hip-hop lenses, you could tell they weren't really cool like that in the sense of like, yo, I'm from Brooklyn, you from Long Island, we're together on a label, not because we want to or we're a group, it's because Diddy signed us. And I highlighted a second ago, Flavor in Your Ear was the one that put the lights on in Bad Boy. But when Biggie came, once Biggie dropped, it was like a tsunami wave, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I felt like Craig Mack, like, I got lost in the shuffle because it was hard to – Biggie intercepted the ball and did a Deion Sanders against Andre Rison, San Francisco against the Falcons, and my nigga, 94, and took it back to the crib. And I thought
– So let me
– You could just tell there was friction.
Let me just say this. I don't believe there was any friction between Biggie and
Craig
Mack.
Nah, there was, son. There was.
I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm giving you how I feel.
I'm telling you, Diddy said this, though. On the phone,
you're right, but I'm telling you why I say this. When I'm just giving you another. This is Diddy's fault. Everybody
is it really
on
Diddy's fault, though, my nigga?
Let me just explain to you what this is. Is it Eminem's fault that 50 Cent was bigger than Obie Trice? Is it Eminem's fault? Did Eminem say, you know what? 50 Cent is blowing up. Fuck you, Obie Trice. Or did he not come out with another album with Obie Trice?
Yeah.
If you're on a record label, you're going to have four bigger than other artists. Every artist ain't the same. Every artist ain't going to blow the same.
I hear what you're saying, but I seen an interview with Biggie and Little C's just tonight, and I'm watching it, right? And they asked Biggie Smalls, and I quote, when you got on Flavor in Your Ear, Biggie cuts the man who's interviewing him off, my nigga, and goes, that was all politics. I just did that for Puff. I mean, dude don't really rock like that. And then you could tell in the interviews of body language alone, you could just tell the body language between the both of them was kind of eerie.
Yo, my man, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with that. So I don't know what that's the highlight. I work with people.
My nigga, I'm highlighting it. Hold on, son. I'm highlighting it. Because this is something that happened.
Okay, so now
this
let me highlight
no
this.
This is thing.
Let me highlight this. Biggie was still on it. So what? It was politics. Fire song. It was politics that got Eminem on Lil Wayne's song. Eminem and Lil Wayne ain't cool. They don't hang. They got no history. But
dog,
Lil
we're
Wayne
talking
was,
about two niggas just, that were on the same label together.
Up,
and when Craig
up,
Mack was on and popping, hold on, my nigga. When
let
Craig
Mack
was
everybody
popping,
was
Biggie, dog.
And Woo.
When Mac was on and Flavor in Your Ear was popping, Biggie had to play the back for a while till he came out, and Mac, the tsunami wave came. And that's just what it is.
Okay, so what's the point of this? What's the point of this?
Nigga, the point is we're talking about Craig Mack. So I'm bringing that up.
Okay, so what's the point?
What are you talking about?
So the point is there was friction between Biggie and Craig Mack. Was that something that we talked about in 94? Was we running around saying, yo, man.
Nigga, I'm talking about it now because I'm looking at highlights and people are talking about Craig Mack's fight. So that's what the fuck I'm talking about.
So why wasn't we talking about this in 94 if this was such an issue?
Because in 94, nobody knew about that shit. The internet wasn't big, my nigga.
Right.
Stories was going to be
exactly.
A leak. Diddy wasn't telling stories, my nigga. We ain't seen highlights that niggas had on Stash that we can see now in 2018. That's why.
So it's obviously Wu was different camps. When we do Wu things, a lot of people in the Wu didn't rock together. They was different people that RZA got together. They was individual MCs.
My nigga, do you have an issue with them having friction? Did I bother you or something?
No, it doesn't bother me.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Bringing it up for no reason.
I'm trying to highlight.
Nigga, there's a fucking reason I'm bringing it up because it fucking happened. Is it a fucking history books, nigga? The fuck is you talking about?
I'm highlighting. So let me highlight this. I'm highlighting what Craig Mack meant to hip hop when he came out. I'm trying to celebrate his life.
And I'm highlighting my nigga. You can celebrate anybody's fucking life you want to, and I'm doing that. But we're talking about Craig Mack's history, and I'm saying this, that if the reason why people ask the question why he didn't blow up and all that is him politics, and then when I'm seeing Biggie doing it, because I'm watching Craig Mack and Biggie Smalls together, and they on Bad Boy, and this Big Mac shit they was running around with, that's what I'm talking about.
And I never saw that friction that you saw. That friction that you swear
you I sent you the video, my nigga. I sent you the video, and I will leave the link in the description for you niggas to see that. Well, because your ass
niggas
ain't seen it, nigga. I seen it. Catch up, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
Because
you ain't see it.
I did
the fuck that mean because you ain't catch it, nigga.
What
the fuck you talking about? So that's your bad, nigga. That's your bad you ain't see it then, nigga. How about that? That's your bad.
What
are you talking about? That's your bad.
Go bringing up something that's irrelevant to celebrating Craig Mack life.
Nigga,
we're talking about
Craig Mack, nigga. The fuck you talking
so,
about?
You right. So let me get back to celebrating Craig Mack life. So anyway, now, when you are on a record label, for example, Beanie Siegel, you on the record label with Jigga. You're clearly more popular than Beans. He puts Beans' music out. Beans sells more than his man Bleak. But the fucking Hong say, you know what, Bleak, you dead. Because Beans is here, he's more loved in the streets, and I'm just going to rock with him and leave you to die. I blame all of this on Diddy. Diddy didn't have to just stop fucking with Craig Mack. He chose to be the one to just run with Big.
How you blaming Diddy and you don't know for a super fact that Diddy's fault? You calling up how you feel, right?
I'm telling you from what I observed.
Right, and I'm telling you what I observed, nigga, and I'm telling you what the fuck I observed, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I'm telling you what the fuck I observed, nigga.
Game. So let me give everybody hip-hop history, because I'm the one who gives it. Biggie Smalls did not drop a second album until 1997. Ready to Die came out in August of 1994. So for 3 years, Diddy, you can't do nothing with Craig Mack. He set your label off with Flavin' Your Ear remix, Get Down, which was a follow-up song, which was fire, and the streets fucked with it. The song Get Down, they fucked with it. Gold single. So why Craig Mack can't get a second album? Well, he can't rap no more? He can't rap more? Biggie did not come out until 97, 3 years later. He didn't even do nothing with you in 95, 96. He was rocking with Junior Mafia and Lil' Kim. So during that period, Diddy, you decided you want to do R&B. And you want to be with Total, and you want to be with Faith. What happened to your hip-hop? Where's your hip-hop?
See,
so why
this goes back,
get a second
this album? Goes back. This goes back to what I was saying a second ago. When I'm watching Diddy's interview with Funkmaster Flex, and he's talking about Craig Mack, and he's asking him, you know, about the Flavor in the Air remix, how Biggie set it off, and was there tension on there. And Diddy was on some shit like Bad Boy was a dictatorship. So I didn't really give a damn how anybody felt. I put Biggie on there first and let Big ride out. You know what I mean? So I felt for what that's worth.
The Flavor in the Air remix was fire, one of the great remixes. L. Cool J on it, Rampage on it, Busta on it, Biggie, Craig Mack. Great, great remix, one of the great remixes in hip hop history. The point I'm saying is, Diddy, why'd you stop fucking with Craig Mack? Who can come out with a lead single, fire remix, fire follow up single, and then you just all of a sudden don't come out with them no more? Diddy was known for that, for having hot acts, and then he just stopped fucking with them. Diddy has a history of having albums. He had a group that he made on MTV called The Band. They came out with an album that went gold. It actually was successful and it sold. You know what he did? He fired everybody and just stopped did it. He did that with Day 26. He did that with the all-female white girl group that he had, that he wanted to be like the Backstreet Boys. So Diddy has a history of losing interest artists. He has a history of doing that. The first artist he did that with was Craig Mack. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not here to be like, oh, there was politics. Oh, there was friction. That's what I'm saying. What?
Yeah,
that's
there was friction, nigga. My nigga. Hold on. Dog, slow for a second. You can't tell me what to say, dog. I'm bringing something to the table.
because I want to bring something up. You can't dictate what I'm saying. I don't dictate what you're saying. What's going on here?
That's not how celebrations work. That's not how memorials
nigga,
work.
That's how, that's what I want to talk to my nigga. If I'm bringing something to the table, I'm bringing something to the table, nigga. That's a fact. You ain't got, my nigga, it got something to do with, we talking about Craig Mack? That got something to do with it. It all falls in hand, my nigga. It all falls in hand with Diddy and Big.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
No, it
does. But get your panties out of a bunch, because anybody talk about Biggie, get your panties out of a bunch. Put your skirt down, nigga. Anybody dissing Biggie, nigga, put your skirt down. Anybody dissing your man Big? Relax, nigga.
I'm here to
dissing your man Big.
Craig Mack and give Craig Mack props. I'm here to talk about Craig Mack and give Craig Mack props. And you talk about shit that's
right, and I'm talking, yes, I'm talking about there was friction. Yeah, there was friction. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and I'll be doing
a
disservice. That was a fire first single. That was a fire first single. Definitely.
How about
definitely
that? Slavin' Ear was the shit.
Definitely.
That was one of my favorite songs of 94. How about that? That was one of my favorite songs of 1994. Slavin' Ear. In shot in Queens.
Shout out to, you know what?
At the park.
And shout out to Nori.
At the park.
Shout out to Nori.
It was shot in the
same place. Wait, hold on. Shout out to Nori. Shout out to Nori. Yo, my nigga, hold on. Shout out to Nori for Drink Champs. And why I say shout out to Nori? Because I'm glad he's able to have niggas on there, old niggas, to go in there and tell their story about before they pass away. I wish Craig Mack was able to bless Drink Champs before he passed away.
Are they talking about the friction? Are they talking about the friction?
Who? I don't give a fuck what they talk about. How about, my nigga, you got the wrong person you're talking to. Because I don't give two flying fucks who's talking about what, nigga.
The friction and the politics. Is that what they
talking
about?
My nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm talking about it. I'm talking about it.
I'm going to watch
it. I'm talking
about
it. You watch it for that. I'm gonna on my show, I'm gonna say what the fuck it is. On this show, I'm gonna say
what
the fuck
it is. But that's not
okay?
What it is.
That's what the fuck I'm going to do. So I don't give a fuck what other niggas
is
doing. Get your panties out of bunch because you feel, oh my God, you trying to bring up Biggie and Craig Mack. Yeah, nigga, because I watched some shit with them today and I'm like, wow. And I'm reading comments like, yo, was you niggas really have a friction? I go back to Diddy's interview and I listen to that shit. You ain't got to come on, nigga. I will.
You asked my opinion on it. I'm telling you, that shit is whack.
It's not whack.
They
it's history, nigga.
About that.
It's history. I don't give a fuck who's not talking about it.
So everybody who knows Craig Mack, right? So I'm on Instagram, right? I'm going to all the people who fucked with him, right? There's not one person who was like, oh, yeah, by the way.
I don't give a fuck what they're saying. I'm not on Instagram, nigga. I'm not on IG. Wrong person. Wrong person.
The rappers you're talking about.
I don't give a fuck about the rappers. I'm not a rapper, nigga. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper. That's the difference. I am not a rapper.
So
I'm not a rapper.
Back
I'm not a R-A-P-P-E-R. Understand? I'm not a rapper.
Craig Mack,
I do a
Craig
show.
Craig Mack should have gotten his second
I'm
album.
I'm not fucking MC.
Craig Mack should have gotten a second album. He deserved a second album. There's no to just say, oh, Big is blowing up. Let me just run behind Big all day and just forget about Craig Mack when Craig Mack set it off. You know what I'm saying? That was whack on Diddy's part, in my opinion. For me, observing. He didn't have to do that. Imagine if every owner of a label said, yo, no one, none of y'all is as big as Juvenile right now, Young Turk, BG. So you know what? Fuck all y'all. I'm just gonna stay with Juvenile and not fuck with anybody else. That's not how it works. But in Diddy world, the quote-unquote dictatorship of Diddy world, that's what happened. Craig Mack deserved a second album. Anybody got a problem with me saying that? So anybody got a problem with me saying he had one of the best singles in 1994 with Flavin Ear? Nothing was better than that. In 94, had the whole summer lit.
Hey,
had niggas
the nigga
telephone.
Had the nigga had a Source Award. The nigga won Source Awards for Single of the Year. That 95 Source Awards. Yeah, won Single of the Year for 94. Yeah, Mack was out here doing his fucking thuggizzle. Doing it, and he was supposed to sign a Death Row. I didn't even know they were trying to sign him to Death Row. The 90 of the in Las Vegas, the Las Vegas party they had. They were going to sign him to Death Row. I never knew about that till tonight. I did not know Craig Mack.
Yo.
That
sugar
and them niggas trying to fuck with him.
Yo, did Easy Mo beat through that beat? For Flavin' Ear?
Through that beat? You probably know better. He produced
no, I don't know.
I'm thinking, was it Mo B? It might have been
Mo B.
I don't know. And if it was Mo B, that's a great look because Easy Mo B don't get a lot of props, even though he did mad shit for Big, though. Mm-hmm. But Easy Mo B don't get enough props, though.
He did the Lost Boys, Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous, too, and Let's
Yeah.
Lose Gems. Easy Mo B did a lot. But I was just wondering if Easy Moby had done that. But in terms of Craig Mack, this is another thing I want to highlight. It's something you're clearly going to disagree with. You can impact hip-hop without having a classic album, one, because his album wasn't what we would call a five-mic classic album. Would you agree to that, it wasn't a five-mic classic album?
I agree. I think we highlighted that on 94, Hip-Hop Appreciation.
Would you agree to that?
Yes. Let me ask you a question. Is he a legend, or people are saying he's a legend today, passing? Because when he was here, I don't feel people were giving him the L word when he was here, that he could feel those accolades.
Well, to quote Biggie, well, not even to quote Biggie, I'll just say that too many times people have to die before you appreciate them.
Yeah.
But every rapper in the 90s, and you said you're not on Instagram, but I'll tell you, all the 90s rappers on Instagram had nothing but super props to give to a so-called one-hit wonder guy. You know, y'all want to act like he's Mims, this is why I'm hot? No, he's going to go down regarded greater than Mims. And I always had him rated higher than Mims. Okay? So I don't
think
this. You're a one-song wonder-ass dude. I don't look at him like that. Because I lived and understood the impact. Just imagine every goddamn day for a whole summer going into the fall where you listen to Flavor in Your Ear.
Dang.
And then the remix comes out and you still listen to Flavor in Your Ear.
Dang.
You still listen to Craig Mack. So that's impact. That's impact. So I don't know if that you call that a legend, but I can tell you that song impacted my life because I love hip hop more than other niggas. That shit impacted me. That shit impacted me. It wasn't that's a hot song. Oh, album trash, fuck it, he ain't nobody. Nah, that ain't me. That was a part of my life. Partying, going out in the whip, bringing Flavor in Your Ear. That's what it was. So I fucked with a hard body. And this is a death that hurts me. This is my age group. And my age group is dying of heart failure. That concerns me.
That's scary.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's
this is literally
scary.
My age group.
That's scary. That's the part that's when you're nigga dying and shit like that, that age hurtful.
So let me be clear. Diddy, this is where it really upset me. Can I Get Down was a fire song. I like that song. Now, it wasn't as good as Flavor in Your Ear, but it was still a good follow-up.
It was a good song.
You can't have Flavor in Your Ear, Flavor in Your Ear remix, and then Get Down. Two classics, a good, solid song, and then no follow-up after that? Like, that don't make no sense. Like, that's just bad. It don't make no sense.
I saw people on Twitter today talking about, damn, Diddy, what's taking you so long to say RIP to Craig Mack, which I thought was kind of unfair because you don't know if that man's grieving or
what
it is.
No,
so,
wasn't. No,
you know what
was
I mean?
Not, that was not unfair. That was not unfair. That's why I told you earlier when we talked. I said, yo, I'm seeing all the people, you know, Premier, Eric Sermon, Parrish, Redman. I'm like, why are all of these guys saying RIP Craig Mack and Diddy, you slow to the party? You highlighted earlier that was the song, the single, that set Bad Boy off.
Yeah,
that's
a fact.
Single. You know what I'm saying?
That put the lights on, man. That put the lights on.
So, Diddy, you got a lot to say. Or you should have a lot to say. So where are you? I hate Diddy's hip-hop stories. He got a lot of great ones. I don't like the way he tells them. And
that's a fact, Diddy, man. Your hip-hop stories is trash.
For someone who was monumental, he was literally what Russell Simmons was to 80s hip-hop, Diddy was to 90s hip-hop. Yet when I hear him talk about it, I don't get no kind of feel. I don't get like
not
I learned
like not the Fat Joe feel, that Fat Joe feel when Fat Joe tells stories, or Nori even. You know what I mean? Like when them niggas tell hip-hop stories, you feel that shit. Or Primo.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a few selective niggas that tell stories. You like you got, when you call me up, like, yo, the You Got interview on the Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? That nigga, you know what I'm saying? So when niggas be telling ill stories, Diddy does not do it at all.
Little Sims tells dope stories about that era.
Yeah.
For some reason, Diddy, he
doesn't like
want
to
say,
revisit
you know,
them shits. He's like, he doesn't want to revisit them shits or something. I don't know what it is, man. That shit is crazy.
Yeah. But I will tell you that
that's a big impact on me, man. That Flavor, that run. Remember, we and you did a Hip Hop Appreciation of 1994. We talked about Flavor in Your Ear and the Flavor in Your Ear remix. We talked about it. We,
that's a fact.
We put time and spoke about it because in the year that is arguably the greatest year in the decade of the 90s, he stood out. It wasn't like he disappeared.
No,
he
I got a sore thumb.
P-Rock and CL Smooth, everybody dropped.
Son, there's been movies that I've watched throughout the years, and you had Flavor in Your Ear instrumental playing in the background on certain movies. I can't remember the top of my head.
Yeah. It's one of the great all-time instrumentals to rap over, too. One of the all-time great instrumentals to rap over. So, you know, I'm watching the Flavor in Your Ear video, and it just it rewound me back to 94. I mean, I can tell you the block party we had when we was playing it. I remember how lit it was out there. We was loving it. We just kept playing it. We didn't play it once. Yeah. We kept playing it. We was loving it. So, and like I said, like we did in our Hip Hop Appreciation 94, we talk about Illmatic, we talk about Big, we talk about Murder Was the Case, we talk about everything. We had to give a segment to highlight. Craig Mack was there and impacting. Like, we paid attention. He had the single and he had the remix single. I mean, that's impact. You know what I'm saying? So, R.I.P. to Craig Mack, man, really, really. Do not when my generation of rappers are dying because we're still young.
No, at all. Because it feels like distant cousin. It feels like when a rapper dies that we listen to coming up, or we're the same age group as these niggas, you start feeling like there's a distant cousin that passed away because y'all came up together, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it feels like. It's like a friend you had because it was a part of your life. You know, hip-hop is a part of our lives. Is this something that we're listening to every day?
For
you take a picture, and be like, yo, we listen to this every day. And then that person passes away, it hits us hard. That's why Prodigy's death devastated us.
Oh, that shit fucked us up.
But
I think that fucked us up, too, because when we did our appreciations, that was our second appreciation that we did, and then Pete died, a week later or 2 weeks later after that or some type shit?
What the fuck? We did 94, 2 weeks ago? Maybe 3 weeks ago, 94 appreciation.
2 weeks ago.
And that Craig Mack passed away. And I hate as soon as I saw his name trending, I was like, why is Craig Mack trending? Pressed it, Craig Mack passes away. And I was like, oh my God, what did he die of? Because I did not know. There was nothing that he had cancer. There was nothing he had. And they say a heart failure. That freaks me out. I'm going to just keep it 100 with you, man.
Of course, my nigga. I'm
out.
And then Eric Sermon, I did an interview. I seen a snippet of Eric Sermon talking about Craig Mack that I guess Craig had called people that he was close to put them on that, you know, he was going to die, basically. You know what I mean? And that shit is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, I seen that shit tonight, man. I'm watching all kinds of stuff with Craig Mack.
Sidebar, Eric Sermon has fantastic hip-hop stories.
That's a fact.
Tell you about the birth of it. He can tell you about the birth of Atlanta when the South came up, and tell you about everybody before they
lived there. He was out there.
He was there. He was bigger than all of them. He was out there in 93, bigger than all of them. And
that's crazy.
He has great stories. But back to Craig Mack. You know, like you said, man, don't be going to these younger dudes asking you what you think about Craig Mack. Because I was talking to one of my friends about something else. I said, Kendrick Lamar's 30 years old, right? If you go to Kendrick Lamar and be like, yo, what you think about the passing of Craig Mack? He was 6 years old.
Well, B-Dot put his 2 cents in, you know. Thought I was hilarious. Okay. Whatever.
That's the thing, man. Wu-Tang came out.
A lot of you niggas that be doing this hip hop journalism shit, it's hilarious. And listen, I'm not saying you shouldn't give respect to the man when he passed away, but when they hear, y'all don't be keeping them niggas' names alive. And that's why y'all see how passionate me and Watson is about music. Like, we feel like, yo, my nigga, we love this shit. You know what I'm saying? So we talk about niggas that's here, dead. You know what I'm saying? We still show love to the niggas before us and that was here with us when we was coming up. You know what I'm saying? And I think y'all niggas have a responsibility to do that also. You know what I'm saying? And they don't.
No, and another thing is, the impact. Listen, what it shows you. Being you can never think Bad Boy, talk Bad Boy without mentioning Craig Mack.
You can't.
We can't. That he's part of the legacy of Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Just like we could talk about Black Rob, Woe, G Dep, Let's
yeah.
Get It, Biggie. We
yep.
have the Lace,
all that
we
shit.
Have
yeah.
to talk about. We have to talk
you
about.
You have to, man. That's a must,
we,
my nigga. That's right.
About Craig Mack.
Yeah.
You know, so this was not happy news. This is not news that I wanted to celebrate. I'm very
no.
saddened by this. Just like I was saddened when Sean Price died. This another dude in his 40s passed away. I don't like that. When Heavy D passed, another
Price.
Dude in my age group, I do not fight. Yeah, all of that stuff hits me hard. Because
yeah.
these brothers are all my age. That's why it's freaking me out. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
It's just...
So...
Mm-hmm.
You know, R.P. Craig Mack, man. Word up.
Yeah, R.P. Craig Mack, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? I see niggas like, yo, y'all got to talk about Craig Mack. I'm like, yo, of course. There's not even no question about it, man. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is, my nigga.
Yeah.
Take us home, bro.
PSA Podcast. The only place where you'll hear the truth about Damian Lillard being better than Kyrie Irving.
Oh, boy.
The only place you'll hear about
Christ.
That. The only place that will say that.
My nigga, hold on, man. You're going to say that. I'm not going to co-sign that. You have to let the people know, and people do know, watch basketball. Kyrie's been injured half of the year, my dude. Come on. He's been injured
okay.
half of the year, man. So
he wasn't
you know,
injured last year when he wasn't injured last year.
You wasn't,
last
you wasn't
year.
Screaming Damian. You wasn't screaming Damian Lillard was better than Kyrie last year. I can tell you that. None of you niggas was. So get the fuck out of here with that. No, the fuck you wasn't.
You're right,
exactly. No, you wasn't.
You're right, I wasn't. But last year, Kyrie Irving wasn't injured, and Damian Lillard still averaged more points and more assists than him. But, you know, that's irrelevant.
He played with
you
one of the best players in the NBA. He still averaged 25
okay.
with LeBron James, my nigga, and Kevin Love. What are you talking
okay, so
about, man?
What about this year? So what
come
about this
on.
Year? PSA Podcast.
He's injured, my nigga.
PSA Podcast.
He's
Stay
injured,
down.
Man.
Okay.
Man, PSA Podcast. Home of Trumaine. Home of the New York Jets. Let me say that right quick, man. Home of the New York Jets. Home of not getting Kirk Cousins, getting Teddy Bridgewater and Josh McCown, man.
Yo!
Wait,
hold up. Sidebar, y'all got Teddy Bridgewater?
My nigga, ain't nobody going happy going crazy over Teddy Bridgewater,
yo,
nigga.
I'm going crazy. Teddy Bridgewater throws the best spiral in football.
Is that what you came
the
to the table with? Spiral conversation?
Better spiral than Aaron Rodgers.
Spiral you better than who?
Teddy? Than Aaron Rodgers.
Man, get the fuck out of here with that better than Aaron.
Yo.
A better spiral
yo.
Than Aaron Rodgers.
PSA Podcast.
Man, get
salute
the
to the
fuck.
Jets and Teddy Bridgewater.
It's only a one-year deal. Relax. My nigga, he's
Teddy
been injured. He's coming off a fucking injury, bro. A season-ending injury last year with the Vikings. Come on, man. We still got to get a quarterback at number six, man. Baker Mayfield, man. You already know what it is, man. PSA Podcast, you already know what it is, man. It's me and your boy Watson. Definitely want to talk NBA, man, tomorrow if we get a chance. Please, sir. Let's talk some NBA, man. So I got a lot to say
no doubt.
About the NBA full
about
year.
Dame,
about
Dame Dash and the 10-game winning streak? About Dame Dash and the 10-game winning streak?
Yo, I like Portland, bro. I like
good.
Dame.
I can't wait to talk about
it. Far.
So let's we're going to set the show up tomorrow about
Are you going to talk about the Warriors? Are you any concerns about Steph Curry?
Yeah. Everybody I talk about, Clay's overrated. Everybody knows that now. I love it. We all know it now. I can't wait to
talk
NBA tomorrow.
Clay Thompson. Clay Thompson,
I can't wait.
My nigga, it's all good. Clay Thompson to the rescue, man. You know what it is. It ain't nothing. Steph can't do it. Clay put the team on the back. You know, Clay will put the squad on his back, my nigga. Fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. PSA Podcast. Fuck with your boys, man. One.
All right.